Simon Shin Tes Vav Sif Beis Mishabura Sifkat and Yud Beis. So the story was, you had these Eitzim, which you put, you would make sort of like a semicircle over the top of the ship, and then you put a mat over them. So it's like the cheshukim are the boards that you bend when you make a barrel, the circles of the barrel which hold the barrel in place. They're called cheshukim. You did something similar. It was basically a circular half circle across the top of the ship. You would do them many. You make many hoops along the length of the. We did many hoops along the length of them near each other. Within a recess, a tinuk sheyesh lechashukin, the person lam sadan lehagim leazuvim. You could have the same type of thing. You would have the child's crib, which you put these hoops, and then you would put a sheet over that to protect them from the bugs. If they were there from before Shabbos, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, but the leafers in Olay and Sadan b'Shabbos, because they're either the width of them, one of them is a tefach, so that counts as an oil already, then you're just extending the oil. Or if the gap between them is less than three tefachim, so it's like that, it comes lavud, it's like the whole area is closed. So again, you have an oil of a tefach already, you're allowed to extend it on Shabbos. Vimlav, if it wasn't set up like that, none of them was a tefach, and each one, the gap between each one was more than three tefachim. Excuse me, three tefachim or more. So then it's us. But then there's also leaf for Sadan Allah Golas. We have case of a wagon. You want to cover with this? Yeah. So that's also there to protect what's beneath it, and that's an oil. Unless the tefach is open before Shabbos, because it comes to Shulchan Aruch, like we said before.
The tefach was open?
Right. Yeah. The covering was already open at tefach. Vadal Chashibi called Zel oil kava. Why are these only called oil aroy? Why aren't they called an oil kava? Which is also even. You can only extend an oil aroy, you can't extend an oil kava. The nature of these things was they used to take them off, so it wasn't an ongoing thing. So that was the reality. They were not kevah. So you had these hoops, which one of them was a tefach. Why? One of them was a tefach. Why? That's all you need. Or you have a scenario where there's lavud. Again, all you need is one. Because now between those two, it's love, and it's like it's closed. You have a space of more than a tefach, and the rest of it's just extending. It's already closed more than a tefach, and you're just extending further. Love would say that whole area is closed, and therefore now you're allowed to extend it further. If there's a gap of less than three tefachim, so it's like an oil. The dafka lasa is oil aroy mitchila aser. Alamnasa kvar mutter lohesiv alav. You can't make an oil aroy, but you can extend an oil aroy. Say kiman shoya be'etz echad roichav tefach dushir oil. There was one hoop which was a tefach wide, so that's an oil already. Or shoya pachas mishlosh advachim ben zel lezeh dushir lavud. So there's a gap less than three tefachim, which is that's the lach of Moshe Sinai of Lavud, which we consider have a kilu k'moyo etzim mechuborim yachad b'shir shlosha tefachim. So now the two are connected. Two boards are now considered like the one, the two slats. So now that's definitely a width of more than a tefach. Chashiv nasa oil mekvar. So there's an oil already, and you're just extending the oil, and that's mutter. Therefore, he said mitam zeh, if you have a case of a mat. But Salamah the Hachinam, Kimashay Tefach Prusim Ibadim, in a case where there's a tefach of the mat open before Shabbos, you can roll out the mat being used as an oil. Part of it's open already, you can extend it further. Mutar hakach lifras oid, you can extend it further. Venel moisav oil roy, it's extending an oil roy. Abalav hachi also, but if it wasn't open yet, you can't do that. But after the command received gimel amrin and deina oster mishum oil roy el kashos gamachitzes tachtov. We'll see later on that it's only a problem if you're also making walls. There's a difference in a case you made the oil to be an oil to act as a protective canopy, or just happened to be that there's an oil there. We did all of this.
Yep, and I think I actually have a little notes in here, and I just didn't get all the way to mine yet.
You know what? I think that we actually even did Gimel.
Is that what it was?
We did Sif Gimel.
Yes, sorry.
We did the Mishnah Berurah and Gimel.
We did all of base. We did the Mishnah Berurah on Gimel, and we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. Matthew doesn't mind.
Well, that would make more sense. I mean, it just means we wouldn't have covered as much ground last week if we didn't.
Okay, so we're at Gimel. Sif Gimel. So the case was, the Mishnah Berurah is now contrasting. There's an oil, but the purpose wasn't to make it as an oil. So then if you do it, b'chitzes and an oil, so that's going to be a problem. If you do it, and the only answer for that is to do it in a backwards order. If there's no machitzes, for example, the case where you have a bed or a table, see if there's just feet in the corners, and the table's not made to be an oil for what's beneath it, no problem. Just build it in regular order. Put four table legs down, put the board on top. If you'd have a hole, the way the table was made was it was really like there was a box, a smaller box, and you'd put a larger plank of wood over it, and the box would act like a pedestal in the middle. So now there's walls on all four sides. Now you're making an oil because you have machitzas and an oil. So that's also the only way to do it backwards. You have to do is get the people hold the board in the air, and then put the machitzas beneath it. And the same thing by case of the bed.
So it doesn't matter your kavana that you're doing it for the top of it.
But you're not. It doesn't. That's why it's mutter, because you're not doing it. You're not doing it to use the area underneath. It's not an oil which is being made for an oil.
Right.
So then it's only osur if you have machitas also. If you're making it to be an oil, it should act as a canopy to protect something beneath it. So then you made an oil. So that's an oil which is osur.
Right. So the mechitzas are a problem. If there's mechitzas there, like a box, like Rebbe was saying, and then you put it on top of that, that's a problem, even though it's for the top, though.
Correct. Right. And the solution for that is change the order.
Change the
what? Order. Yudzayin. So cut Yudzayin. Mita. Hine. Kadesh Novin Heite Mithiri Asif Akdim Haktom Aksor. To understand this, we're going to give a small introduction. Who Daftalinyan Binyan Keva. When it comes to a permanent binyan, you've extended the binyan in any way, shape, or form. Whatever it is, whether it's the mechitzas or the gag, if you extend it in any way, shape, or form, you're chay. And obviously, if you make a full roof, that's why binyan kaval. When you're making the gag alone, by meaning kavod, making the gag alone is osur. By Ola Roy, making the gag alone is only osur. It's only osur if you're making it to use it as a protection from what's beneath it. Dozu ksas bebechinas oil, so that's functioning as an oil. But if it's you didn't make it for that purpose, then it's not also a kim be oisa gamma mechitzas and roi shatata b'shab. It's only also if you make the mechitzas together with the oil. Then it's a problem. Gam. Lo yosu kim bish osu b'kiseder. And that thing which you just answered, really asked if you make it in the right order. Yitzchila mechitzas v'chakach kisi, which normally you put the mechitzas first and you put the kisi on top. Doz demik sas lo yol keva. Again, that's like building an oil keva. That's a normal way of doing it. It has some function. Okay, fine. Also, the hepech lo yosu. They did it in the bad different order. Chazal did not asu. Yesh presum some of the beginning sheir tzarak gam kein and lahavr shetachta and kvasay pasum mecharbel kamam and sibzay. that it's only a problem if you want to use the space beneath it.
Okay.
Say. Now he said, also niach, v'ditu kasav loshen sev. So the Shulchan Aruch wrote this loshen very carefully. So you can't put the feet first and then put the crushim, the boards on top, the boards of the bed. Dafkel haniach osur. Putting it there is also the ohavi bezeh kemaschol lasas mechitzas loyal. So which means like this: if I have the box from Four Shabbos and I want to put the planks on top, that's okay. Even though it's going in order, but since it was there from before Shabbos, on Shabbos all I'm doing is putting the thing on top. That's not considered making an oil. To put the mechitzas and the oil, that's a problem on Shabbos. Shema lasas mechitzas loyal. Vosek kishmaniach kacha crushim lemali. You make mechitzas and then the crushim is a problem. They're there from beforehand. So just add on when they're in place already. So that's not awesome. So we'll talk about that more later on. If you have a very wide bed, so you're making a significant oil in that situation, maybe that's going to be more chav. We'll see about that. So the issue is reglaim tchila. Because that's the normal flow of building something. So that's you build the walls and you put a roof on top. You have to change the order. However, you hold the boards in the air. You put the boards beneath it. That's clearly not the normal flow of how you make a build something.
So, is the language so specific also that if you would have only like one leg and you could just build over top of that, just have that support the roof, would that be, in that situation, would that be not, you wouldn't be chayv in that situation?
Right, because then
I just didn't know if that was like, we're making that the shear.
Right. I don't think that'd be better than the case. You know, he said, if you have the four legs, it's mutter. So one leg in the middle, like a pedestal type of thing, and just putting it on top, like a block, as opposed to a box.
Mm-hmm.
You put it, I don't think it's any worse than that, because there's no oil inside there. Mm-hmm. The oil which you're referring to is the oil inside the box.
Right.
So there's no oil inside, because it's solid.
It's sort of like, or I guess the rest of it just sort of drapes over on the ground in that situation. So it's almost like a tent, like, you know, a single pole tent.
I mean, it wouldn't be a table; it'd be a tent. This is ultimately a table,
right? With a hard board. But in a situation where we're
the same. But if your goal was to make a tent, usually the tent is to use as a god,
right?
So that's the set before that. There's your goal is to make a god. Now we'll see later on if it doesn't have a width of a tefach, it's not also.
What I'm talking about is like for whatever reason, it's like a tent. But you're, whatever reason, I'm not, this is not like, it's sort of like the bed situation, you're not using it for the oil, but that'd still be the same situation there, if you had that foot down first, you're supposed to make it in another order.
I'm not sure what the case would be, but theoretically it would be, you know, it might be motor. You know, if you weren't doing it for the what's beneath it, and there's just a leg there, There wasn't an area which would become an oil through those. There's no mechitzas which are sharing an oil,
then,
so it wouldn't be awesome.
Okay.
Vahani Mili said is when they're glayim, they're dapim mechabar. But if they're just feet at the corners, that's mut. Okay, what's that? Rahani Mir Hata. The oil roy is that Shana Miskaban La Basyasa the Shem oil shatata. His goal is not a real oil underneath it, that's not what he's doing it for. Then that situation, Elatash Mish Akhir Agaba Bin Lamala, your goal is to use it on top. But the mice is also because the male and nasa come oil. You made an oil. It's only also if you're making walls also. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, if I call correctly, should discuss. Let's say, so you put your table down. So this scenario over here. So you make the you put up the roof, and you put the legs on the four corners, and then you take this big tablecloth. You drape it over it. Now there's walls hanging down on the four sides. So I made a roof and walls. Now what? We should talk about that later on. V'hechash ha-parasad and ha-machzelos l'shem oil k'el ha-hogin m'vnei ha-cham ha-bak-shamen. If you actually are spreading something over here as an oil to protect from the sun or the rain, you want to use that area underneath, privacy, whatever it might be. That's what we said before. It's a base that doesn't need mechitzah to be us. Now, the mitzias over here, which he's going to quote over here, is one of these things which I don't know exactly what it looked like. This man of the Achronim who were writing about it. Custom are going to run. The least of neck of Sha'oshan Yotze, Shakaran Kaiman. So you have the Tanner, and the Tanner has a place where an outlet for the smoke to the outside. So you have this big Tanner which is used to warm the house. And cook the food on, but also to warm the house, etc. Obviously, it's creating this. Fumes that you have to, and you direct them outside through a hole to the outside. The car shall tevin, you want to cover it with a pillow made out of straw. It sounds like, I'm not sure if it means like a flue, your chimney flue, and this is like the chimney. You're putting covering the top of this, so you have the cold winds coming down the top of the chimney, right? So the eitz would be you cover the top of the chimney with a pillow. So he's saying that you can't. Maybe that should be aser because there's. Our machitz is there. There's the walls of the chimney, etc. And you're making it oil b'tchila. Now, what do you? So when you'll tell me, look, that's not true. V'enu doimer l'mashi tarn b'simin shin yagimol listam ha'aruba shebegag mitam shehu rak hutsefes oil aroy. We said you can put a covering over the skylight, the hole of the skylight.
The hole or the massive part?
The aruba is the hole. I don't mean a skylight which has a light in it, has a glass in it. Aruba means it's an empty hole.
I thought we only said part of it, if you're only adding part of it.
Okay. Mitam tohu rak husefes oil aroy, so it's only extending it. Hasam aruba eno masak elo mixas agag. Alvakan hanekev sha'oshen yoytzei masak kol rechev ha-mechitza shesaviv lo. In other words, the case over there, you're not sealing it totally. Over here, you're covering the whole area which is open. That's like putting a roof on top. So maybe that should be us. Now, the Sharetzion asked in Chav Zayin, I just told you that if the walls are there from before Shabbos, it's mutter. So I told you in Sivkot and Yudches. Over here, the walls of the chimney are there from before Shabbos. So why should be us? So Sharetzion in Chav Zayin says, V'av she'mechitzes asuyas mikfar. Even though the mechitzas are there already from beforehand, well, naturally, an oil arai ki mechitza. The commercial cost of toys is, like we said before, the times of mutal and hafzer kader al gabi kira. After shom yesh gam kein bekira mechitzas. So you have a kira was an oven which had walls around and had opening on top, and you put the pot on top. So one second, there's walls. You cover the hole. So why isn't that mutter on Shabbos? The answer is because the mechitzas are there from before Shabbos, right? Like we said before, that's where that did come from. It comes from that Tosis. So said the same thing over here. Teretz says no. After the hocha kimin the kavanosa b'stimosa listam and nekev out of tvei mekadei ral gabi kira. And the Magaram says this swore. In other words, over here my goal is to fill up the hole and create a gag. Now I'm not creating a gag that says I want to you act lahogain on what's beneath it. It's not your average oil that I'm using it as a canopy. But my goal over here is to fill up the hole. That's my purpose. So it's like a gag in a certain sense. I want to create a covering over the hole. Whereas in the case of the table, if the wall is already there, my goal isn't to create a covering over the hole. My goal is to create a table. So that's why he thinks this case might be more problematic.
But don't we say the idea of the oil is that you're doing it for what's under the oil? And so therefore...
Well, he's saying the goal of the oil normally is, a tenth, is... The iser over here is because you're making the iser is making a gag. A gag is a form of part of a binyan process.
Right.
Normally, the goal of a roof is because its function is to protect everything which is beneath it. But let's say I have a situation where I have something which my goal is to create a roof to keep the heat in the house. It's not a reason why we have a roof, right?
Okay.
So that's also similar, and therefore he's held to be a problem.
Now, would this go either way? If no matter which way we seal this hole up, whether we do it on the bottom or the top, is that still going to end up?
No, on the bottom wouldn't be a problem because there's no oil.
Okay.
There's nothing under it.
Yeah, I just didn't know if that would be considered some sort of active binyan there because you're filling in the hole.
Yeah, well, I think the point was just putting a pillow in there. Car was just a pillow, so you're not, it's not a. Definitely a roy.
Okay.
So it's not an oil roy, it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
Now, the fees that Pasha Dima Nekav, who because of Minatzad, Mutalisim Gukar, the Hurak, the Sevas Machitza Balma. If the opening's on the side, so that's like adding onto the wall. So to Sevas Machitza is Mut. Oit Kosa de Belech, Shaosim Bekoyman, Bekavu Hashem. Okay. If you have a blech, was a tin piece of metal, which is made to cover the flue, and you could open and shut it. Mutalistim boy b'shabbos yomtiv. So that's okay. This is who's writing. What was he calling this one? This is the mother. Magen Rambam. It's all the Magen Rambam talking. Magen Rambam says that to close the flue, which is basically making an oil over the hole, right? Right now you have two pieces of metal which are sitting straight up and down, and you pull on the thing, and it makes them flat, now you cover over the hole. So you're making a gag. So why is it mutter? It's mutter because that's considered the hole of kvushom, habikadelis. What's part of, it's built into it, so that's not adding, it's not called making an oil, it's called opening and shutting a door. And that halacha plays itself out. Talks about over here later on in the simon, but it talks about Hilchos Sukkah. You want to open and close, you have a covering for your skach. And it's not a pulley system, you know, when it goes down, it goes up. You know, well, why are you allowed to do that? Why are you making an oil on Shabbos? No, it's not a pulley system, so it's made to open and shut. It's like a door. So it's a door facing up. That's not called adding on to the. That's not called making an oil when you shut it. It's not called breaking an oil when you open it. It's called opening and shutting a door. It's not called breaking a wall when you open a door and adding on to the wall when you shut the door. It's called opening and shutting a door. So that's a different thing.
And these were all talking about something that's for a tunnel here? Like the thing that goes up and opens.
This is the flue. The flue out of which would take the smoke out of up the chimney.
We don't say this affects the fire in any way? As far as like.
I mean.
Mavir.
You know, I can't tell you the matzias whether it affects it or not. It sounds like over here, the main goal over here really was to close it up. The goal wasn't, it was not to lose the cold air. Not to let the cold air into the house and lose the hot air. Does it affect the fire or not? I'm or it's gum, I have no idea. V'ayim et tosefes Shabbos, shekos et sefer tosefes Shabbos, is it sefer on Shulchan Aruch?
What about an amoritz?
I'm an amoritz. The mashim istapik b'magen avram who dafka k'shachur shayoshin yotze who matzik shloshet tefachim. Comes along the Tosefer Shabbos and says, one second, but there's enough love. So you have your flu on top, and there's a gap there which is two tefachim wide, so why don't you say it's love to the two sides, and it's closed. So what's the problem putting something else on top? I'm closing it up. It's not open. It's considered closed. So there's only problem in shloshet tefachim. Don't you love haki? I mean, love with the babi k'sasim b'shari. In the case of the hoops, there's a gap of less than three tefachim, it's considered closed, so you're not adding anything. That's the Mitzvah Sefer Shabbos. Comes with Mishnah Baruch. Prima Gadol L'Pshita Lei, Dover Zeh Kol Kach, Ayin Shom. It's not so partial. In other words, if I have my Svina here and I have these loops, these hoops going across, so this is the area of the roof, and these are all roof pieces, and there's a love of one piece of roof to the other, it's like three tefachim are closed. Over here, I have the stack, I have the chimney stack, and I have the walls on the two sides. The walls were not made at all to be a covering. You say, well, but since the walls are so closed, like the covering is closed. That's not the love of it. The love of it here was love of roof to roof. It's like the roof, it's all roof. That you make love at wall to wall, and therefore this roof, mehechatesa, you say that. That's not so clear that you should say that. I'm not sure that you say that. That's the Tosefta Shabbos is saying that you say that. That's still called love, and he's saying that I'm not so sure that it's called love, but it's going a different direction in a certain sense than what you built until now.
So according to that opinion, then you could cover up or not cover up because it's considered as key.
But according to Prima Gadim, you couldn't cover it up then.
But right,
according to Tosefta Shabbos, you could. Right.
And then, but is there nothing to say that when we're talking about an oil, then that there has to be a minimum size of how big the space is that you're actually
going? The tefach.
The tefach is it?
The tefach is it, isn't it? The same way, tefach is considered rain oil if you can extend it further, because you're only being moistened on the tefach. So it works against you also. Well, we'll see, you know, with some heterim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, because Malkam near the Semechal Tzeba Shabbos Lehifsit, you can rely on the Tzeba Shabbos. That it's mutter in that case. Why? The Malavach, he doubles that Rafi who made some Magan of Ramku. For the Magan Ram himself is not so sure it's a problem. That idea that I told you, we saw in the Sharatzian, the walls are there already. Yeah, but your goal is to create a closure on top. So that's not mamish the case before, but it's not mamish the case before with the other direction. It's not you, it's made to be an oil as protection for what's below. It's not made to not use as an oil at all. I'm not sure how you deal with that case when the mechitzas are there from beforehand. So the Magaram is not sure about it. Plus you add the sort of the Sefer Shabbos, you should be okay. He recalls that Kashena Munach Oz Gecholam Lechoshes Batanr. Now, if there are, here's your point, okay. If the coals are loichashas, that they're still having flames. So the lavachi b'chogamli also the yisrael lisim as a chur l'malah. Da'ya they say mostly garam kibi l'gecholam. Closing the flu causes them to go out. Okay. V'af then mechavim l'zeb psik reisha. Even it's not his intent. It's psik reisha kaim mashakosu b'sim reishatem b'sober sim reishayin zayin b'sifal. So you can't be memayit the wind which is coming in causing it to go out. Okay, so we should those talk about. Okay. Again, I trust him in the Messias.
How was it that you aren't making an oil for protection, but you're making a tent somewhere?
Normally in oil, we said the definition of oil is it's made to protect what's beneath it. Over here, your goal is to make cover the hole, and therefore the wind won't come in. And the heat won't escape. So it's not made to protect something which is beneath. It's made to be a covering. So it's an oil in the sense that it's a covering. It's not an oil in the sense it's made to be a canopy to protect. Okay. That's the only problem when the legs are pieces of wood. This problem is the only problem if they reach down to the ground. It doesn't reach all the way to the ground, but there's a gap. As long as the gap is less than 3 tefachim, that's still called reaching the ground. That's called reaching the ground. But a case where the board will go down part way, but there's still a gap more than he's developing to the ground, so it's not a wall. There's a hole. It's missing part of the wall. So then putting the thing on top won't be a problem. Will not be a problem. In Teva Sheyesh Lo Shalayim Gavlam In Lamata Kamo Shekar Teva Shekar In Shlof Punk. I mean, so if you give him a Mashin to Bezeh, in a case where it has not only does it have walls, it also has a floor. So we'll talk about that more. Shlof Punk is a bank is like a chair or bench. Bunk bench, schlaf bunk is a sleep bench.
Like a lazy boy or something.
No, I mean apparently it was you could take off the top and you would be able to put
slots.
You put something there beneath. You have a box which on top you can store things. You open it up and you have a area you can lie in. Oh, okay. So there's a floor to it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things I'm figuring out backwards from what he's saying. Must be that was the reality. I have no idea what the reality looked like. I have no direct idea what the reality looked like. Definitely a teva. Like the case of the walls of a box. Because he says they have to have four boards on each side. The mimita shaderekli shamish bavira mitachas vanochas menolim mechiyotze b'zeh. So now, here, we do use the airspace beneath it. Like we mentioned before, there might be a condition. You might have to say it's an area which, at the end of the day, it is creating a canopy because you do use the space beneath it. You store your shoes there. So then, in that situation, so you have a headboard, you have a footboard, even though you don't have anything on the two sides, and you put the board down in the middle, which now allows you to put your mattress on. So I have two walls, and I have a covering, and I'm using the space beneath it. So that I would have to do it out of order. The Mishtaim Levad, Choshev Oil, Imechitzes. Two of them is enough to consider a wall, that there's Mechitzes. The more we'll talk about such a case, but in the case of Chavis, the more it talks about a case where you put one barrel here, and then you put a third barrel on top. So these are the two walls, and this is now the covering. So the more says you have to do it out of order if you're going to use the space beneath it. So it's only two walls, so this shouldn't be any worse. Okay, because of Sharak, right?
That's only if you plan on using the space underneath it.
Well, that's when it's that.
I mean, it's made for the top, but you're still you might use the underneath it.
Right. So, well, no, that's what he added. Remember, in the introduction, in your design, he said maybe this is only us, or you're planning to use the Arisha Tachtav also. See, if it was not made to be Megan on, that wasn't what your Kavana was. But the mice, it is functioning as giving you your private space under there to store your things. So the Taz is being machmer. This chumra of two walls, he's saying, I'm being machmer, at least in a case where I'm using the area space of beneath. Now, b'shulchan the matan shulchan aruch, who I feel like sheyesh the maat mechitzes, may also ele b'sheyesh le dalad dapim mikol atzadon k'mar teva. The case of the table is only also with four walls. Then it's considered if you do it walls and then roof, it's a problem. Whether you don't usually use the space underneath, like the Shulchan Aruch passes, if you don't use the space beneath, it's not an oil. Then it's only also if you have four walls. Then that's mamish roy, you know. It's you mamish can have a gavaldik box, so you can store things in. See, even though you're not doing it, that's your business. Therefore, that'll be usher, and I have to do it out of order. But it's only if there's four walls. Riyesh mekredim mitzadim lahakel. Veshulchan lahaniach alav da hadaf min lamalo afilu kishleish to arba mechitzim mekol tzad. They take it a step further. They say, listen, you know what? It's still mutter. Because you're not... Why? The mistama ain't circle avra shatata. You're not planning to use the avra beneath. And therefore, even though it's threatening, well, it's very nice, usable, etc., but you're not going to use it. So it's not an oil. It's only a problem if it was normal to use it. You know, people would say, I got a great box, so why not store something? They would actually store things there, so then it's a problem. Excuse me. As opposed to a mita, where it was more common to use the space beneath it. The Shulchan Aruch says the case of the table also it's a problem. If there be four walls, so the only answer is you should do it backwards, but get somebody to hold the board in the air. Somebody's holding the board in the air. Put the feet underneath it. You're moving the feet and putting these boards, which are the feet, putting them in place and putting the daf on top. That's like called building the steps of an oil. If they're ready sitting there, you'll have to put the board on top. So the table also would have that heter. It's already in place. It's mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch said it, but if there's no walls, there's just feet in the four corners. But the Bechol Gavlin, the Raglan Mitas, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, Mechitzes. There's no walls. Now, Zotim Shabur, but near the Chozek, Shahayir Rafi. It's all discussing you're making an oil. What about you're building a table? I'm not making an oil, I'm building a table. So the answer was they used to put it on loosely. If it attaches and it becomes pressed in tightly, it's like many tables. You have a new problem, you're building the table. You're not screwing it in. You're not putting it in tightly. You know, the legs, you know, click into place in the table. You're not doing that. But if it's normal to do that and make them tight, you can't do it loosely because you might come to do it tightly. That was the case before of taking the bed made out of pieces and putting it together on Shabbos. If the derech was to put them tightly, you can't do it even loosely because you might come to do it tightly.
So we would have a problem nowadays with tables like these that if they weren't already attached, we probably wouldn't be able to use them.
Correct.
Okay.
But since they're already attached, we'll talk about the case later on also.
Is this compared to like the bed that like the different parts of the bed that are made to go up and down? I'm sorry. Previously, we spoke about beds that umanim would go and they would take and they take up and put down regularly. It was made to do that.
It still was a problem. If you make it tightly, it was a problem. Right.
So then, what do we say with these tables then? That these are tight and they are steady. If they were,
but the because well, we'll see later on. There's another case. All the pieces already are attached.
Right. That was not that way.
That was separate pieces. Okay. You're not building anything because it's all there already. That's just touched on already. Mitashim is misuregis bechavolin. So you have a bed which the way it's made is that you weave across the bottom these ropes to act as your springs to hold your whatever you're putting on top. So I want to put a sheet over there, so I'm making an oil. Says, well, if they're within three tefachim of each other, so it's considered lavu. So it already is an oil there. I'm just extending it. You can't put the sheet across because you're making an oil. But if it's less than three tefachim apart, so then it's mutter. You can't take off the bottom layer. You're taking out, there's an oil which you're removing. You're taking off everything. You can extend it further. That's the din of extend it. Once one tefach has been placed in place, you can extend it further. We'll just mention a few short mishaburos and we'll hold it. Midah shehim esaregas. Lefiyam avur leal basifid gimel. Akarach amari halchim b'shiyesh amachitzas amagiyas la'aretz. Again, there has to be, there's machitzas, there's a roof, there has to be machitzas. Where's the roof? Well, you're making a sudden, you're making a roof, but there's no walls. So the case was, there was a case of walls. So our beds is not a problem. If the gap is less than three tvachim, so you say love between the ropes, it's like it's already closed. And then you're just extending an oil canal. Was it bays iron shemeshimper? Tefillin rak b'makam echad roi yishpachav shachas tefachim gam kein tzagi. As long as one of them was less than three tefachim, that's closed. Now you have three tefachim covered, as far as we're concerned. And now you're just extending further, and that's mutter. So you only need one place to be that close. In hoya gam zeh matam yishum dekamutter lohaysev al roi b'shabbos. It was a tefach covered already. Again, you're allowed to extend an oil roi on Shabbos.